Daf is Daf Samech Beis. So we're going to begin like 12 lines down Samech Beis. I'm an Aleph, the two dots. Shtei Alechem Shnei Chivsei Ateres. Quoting from the Mishnah. You see that? Two dots, 12 lines down. Okay. So the Gemara had, the Mishnah had mentioned that certain things that require tenufa, requiring waving, of those were Shtei Alechem and Shnei Chivsei Ateres. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa Tanu Rabbanan. Vehei Nifakoin Osam Alechem HaBikurim. The pasuk says that the Kohen would take the Bikurim and he would wave the bread on top of the Bikurim, mix them together. One may have thought that the Kvasim should be on top of the Lechem when he's waving them. Tamalomar al shnei Kvasim, that no, that the bread goes on top of the Kvasim. E al shnei Kvasim, yachol Lechem al shnei gabi Kvasim. So now you think, since it says al shnei Kvasim, Lechem goes on top. Tamalomar al lechem habikurim. No, it goes on top of the lechem. So there's a steer. One pasuk says al lechem. One pasuk says al kvasim. Which one is on the top? Which one's on the bottom? The Gemara says nishtaka kasev. You try to weigh out the kasev. Try to figure out which one's right. Shakel. You weigh it out. En yodeh im lechem agabi kvasim im kvasim agabi lechem. It's unanswerable. Mama tina b'chol makom lechem lemala. Just like you find everywhere else that bread is always on top. So too, afkan lechem lemala. So too, you hear the lechem should be on top. Lechem agave shnei kvasim.
There wouldn't be much lechem left over if you put the kvasim on the lechem.
You crush it. It would be flat. It would be matzahs. It would be matzahs. So hecha, where do you find that lechem is going lemala? Lechem, the bread's on top. So Amar Papa, Papa says, if you take a look at the pasuk, it says bimiluim. Regards to bimiluim, we find the lechem is on top. Where is that pasuk? Misal matzos asher lefnei Hashem, lakach hachalas matzah achas v'chalas lechem shemen achas rakik echad v'yasim al hachalavim v'al shok hayam. And you place it with regards to miluim, you place it on top of the chalavim. So there we have on top. Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam Omer kvasim lemal. He argues and says no, the kvasim go on top of the lechem. V'mani mekayim al shnei kvasim. So then, how come the pasuk says that the bread should go on top if you're really saying that the sheep should go on top? Lahotzi shiva. So what does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says lahotzi shiva, she shiva kvasim shel ola habam al halechem b'chobas hayom latzeres. When it comes to latzeres, the shuas, that the seven sheep that are brought, v'kravtem alechem ein tonim tenufa im halechem. Telling us that to exclude that the sheep go on top, on two kvasim, but there's an additional seven kvasim that come, those seven kvasim are not part of the calculation. It's only on the shnei kvasim, not on, meaning on top of them, means only with respect to the shnei kvasim is there a requirement of tenufa. Be'ena chanami, that the shnei kvasim are going on top of the lechem. There's all to exclude the additional shiva kvasim that accompany the karbanos on Shavuos.
What is it with that pasuk we just learned, the Mitzvah Matzos, what is it with that pasuk?
That's not talking about Shavuos, it's a different pasuk, it's a different carbon, we don't use that as a model. So then he says, Chanina ben Chachinoi, Omer Maniach Shtei Alechem ben Yerchosem Shakvasim. What you do is you place a bread between the legs of the sheep, and you accomplish both. Umeinif, and you wave it while the bread is between the legs of the sheep. And turned out you could fulfill both psukim. Halalu, both of these. Lechem agave kvasim, kvasim agave lechem. Because when the bread's between, sandwiched between the two legs, so the bread, while being on top of the kvasim, it's also, the kvasim is on top of the lechem. Because right between both legs, so that you've accomplished both psukim. That's an interesting suggestion of Chanina bar Chachinai. But comes on Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, remember Rebbe, he was a Nasi, he was a Melech himself almost. Amar Rebbe, Lefnei melech basar adam ein osen kein. Who would ever bring a present to a king with a sheep stuffed with bread in between its legs? That's inappropriate. Ein osen kein. You wouldn't do this for melech basar adam. Lefnei melech malchei hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu osen kein. Would you do this in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Certainly not. Ella, what you should do is meiniach ze betzad ze umeinif. You put them next to each other, not on top of each other, the sheep on top of the bread, and the bread on top of the sheep, next to each other, mamish, and you shake them both side by side. The problem is, how about in an al? The pasuk says al, and we know the word al is defined by on top of. So how can you say on top of now means next to? So Amar Leh Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, Amar Leh others say Rav Hamnuna, Rav Chista, Rebbe Latame. This is Rebbe Lishitaso. What does Rebbe Lishitaso mean? Damar al besamach. The word al doesn't mean on, al means next to, adjacent to. So when it says al kvasim, al lechem, it means they should be next to each other and everything works fine. Since when do we see that the word al means next to? So they bring a brisa to Tanya, v'nasata al hamarecha mareches levonazaka. You put next to the mareches, next to the marecha of the lechem aponim, you place the levona al. You don't place it on top of it, rather you place it next to it. Rashi just makes that clear. Al b'samach, halfway down Rashi's, means sheyitin ha-bazichin shalavona eitz ha-sedarim. We know that on the lechem upon they had these bazichin, these little kalim that would hold the levona, the frankincense, that would be next to lechem upon him alongside the lechem upon him, the shulchan, but wouldn't be on top of them. So we see al means next to, and then everything works out very, very nicely.
That's why they don't bring the things there by the truma hanashim al hanashim over there. Says the men brought,
it says, I mean, next to, I thought it meant just in addition to, I thought that meant. But I don't know. So then back to the Brice of Nasata al Hamareches Levona Zaka, Rebbe Omer, al means besamach. It means you put the Levona next to the Lechem upon him. Ata Omer al besamach. You think Rebbe really means next to. Oh, Eino Ella al Mamish. Maybe the word al really means on top of that. The Levona should be on top of the Lechem upon him. So the Gemara, so Rebbe says no. Kishu Omer, when it says in the pasuk with regards to the Aron, it says v'sakosa al Aron es haparoches, you cover up sakosa lashem schach, you cover up the Aron es haparoches. Havi Omer al besamach, and we all know that paroches was not on top of the Aron; it was next to it, right in front of the Aron, in front of the Kodesh Kodashim. So just like the word v'sakosa al Aron es haparoches means that the paroches is not al, but it's next to. So to hear al kvasim al halacham means next to each other, and that's how you wave them the tenufa side by side. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah told us that molich mevi malim mari, that you move up and down, left and right, you do all these different nanuim of the lechem aponim. So the Gemara quotes a almost exact text that we have in the Gemara in Sukkah. Those who remember Sukkah, Amar Rebbe Chir bar Abba, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, molich mevi, you go forward, you bring back. Lemish haruchos shelo, you're waving to Hashem who's controls all the ruchos of the world, all the directions of the world. And malam morid lemish shemayim v'aretz shelo, and you up and down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who owns both the shemayim and the ground. So you just seemingly recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ruling over the world. What? We're gonna get there. Very good. The Ma'arava Masni in the West in Eretz Yisrael, they learn differently. Masna Hachi, they learned as follows. Amar Rav Chama bar Ukva, Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, Molchu mevi kidei la'atza ruchas ra'os, like Andrew said, you do back and forth to send away the evil spirits, the bad ruchos. Mala mowered up and down kidei la'atza t'lalim ram, to get rid of all the bad t'lalim, the bad dew, or whatever comes from Shemayim. It's all, as opposed to the first shot, was just to really acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence everywhere. This is to ward off all evil spirits. So Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rav Avin, Zos Ameris, this comes to teach us that Shiari Mitzvah Ma'akvin Es HaPeronios, that the leftover mitzvahs, the afterthoughts are there, even though they're afterthoughts, it's there to be Ma'akiv, to send off, to ward off any dangers. Daha, Tenufa Shiari Mitzvahi, Tenufa is not the essence of the carbon. Tenufa is like an added, it's like a hither mitzvah, waving it up and down. If you don't do Tenufa, it's not Ma'akiv anything. It's called the Shiari Mitzvah, it's an afterthought of a mitzvah. And yet, it's a tzares ruchos ros b'tlam ram. Yet it's able to accomplish so much. In the Sifrei Chassidus, they use this idea that Shiari Mitzvah is ma'akvinus ha'peronios to tell us how important hiddur mitzvah is in Chassidus. Oftentimes we think the essence of the mitzvah is this, and those extra hiddurs, those extra pushes are nice additions. But no, the extra push a person does, lefnim ashur sadim, in the way a person performs mitzvahs, actually shows a person's passion for mitzvahs, his passion for Torah. Doing the extra mile actually accomplishes a lot more than doing the basics. Now, the extra mile without the basics, the hiddur mitzvah without the core is nothing, but once you have the core and then you push a little bit further, you add to the mitzvah, you do the tenufa, you do the nanuma, the lulav, that actually accomplishes a lot more than the actual mitzvah. Not to say it's better, but it shows a person's passion to avodas Hashem.
So the Shanas, this thing, after you do the Shanas, you put it on the bed, Rabbi always said, to ward off bad dreams.
Oh, yeah?
See the same
idea. Right. Amar Rabba, v'chein lulav, the same holds true with the lulav, that we do all the different nanuim for the same purpose. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov, mamtilei, umaisilei, umachvi hachi. So he brought the following. Amar giri be'ena desana. He would say, when he'd shake the lulav, let this poke the satan in his eye. Poke at his eyes and get rid of him. V'la milsi, but this is not appropriate to do this. You're going to instigate him and start a fight. The best thing is to kind of ignore the satan, make believe he doesn't exist, and be the best you can. But once you start acknowledging the presence of the satan, you're starting a fight with him, then that's actually going to get him to be stronger and be competitive almost, and that we don't want to start. So best not to start up with the yetzer hara. Last few lines of the Amud, the Gemara quotes a new brisa, Tanya Rabbanan. Zivchei shalmei tzibor te'unim tenufa l'acha shchita. When it comes to the zivchei shalmei tzibor, carbon tzibor, you require tenufa after it's been shechted. So you shech the animal and then you shake it while it's dead. U'tenufa kamo shehen, and you also need a tenufa, I'm not sure why it does in this order, even right now, sorry. Kamo shehen means shlamin, when they're still intact. So you shecht it, and the animal's still whole, you do the tenufa of this dead animal yet whole. That's divrei Rebbe. Chachamim omrim b'chazeh v'shuk. No, you don't need the whole animal to do tenufa of the zivchei shalmei tzibor. You just need the chazeh v'shuk, those parts of the animal, the chest and the leg. All you do is just those parts. You don't need to shake and wave the whole animal. That's machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. How much of the animal of the shalmei tzibor does require tenufa? So b'mai kemiflugi, what is the nekudas machlokes, whether you need to do the whole animal, kamo shehein, or simply the chazeh v'shuk? So Amar Lei Rav Chisla Rav Hamnuna. And Amila, others say Rav Hamnuna says Rav Chisla. So what's the pshat? Bidon minei uminei, bidon minei v'oka ba'asre. Whenever you learn a source from something, and we plug it back into the new application, or you take all the halachas of the source. So the Gemara is going to explain. Again, don minei uminei, v'oka ba'asre kamiflagi. Rabbanan sa Rabbanan are of the opinion, don minei, we learn from a certain source, uminei, and just like that source, we take all the details. So, ma zivchei shalmei yachid, the zivchei shalmei yachid is the source of tenufa. So just like that, which is the basis for tenufa, is te'unin tenufa la'acha shchita. It requires a waving after you've shechted the shalmei yachid. So, tu'af zivchei shalmei tzibor is te'unim tenufa la'acha shchita. You also need to do the waving after the shchita. But there's another lacha, minei, we learn every detail from that. Minei, just like the zivchei yachid, ma hasim, just like by the zivchei yachid, you only do tenufa on chazei v'shok, as the pasuk says, you only wave those parts, the chest and the leg of the animal, so too we're going to apply that same very detail, af hachanami, by the zivchei shalmei tzibor, we also only do nami, only the chazei v'shok. And that's the reason in Rabbanon, again, they learn, bidun minei u minei, we learn every single detail from the source. So chazei v'shok only. Rebbe Savar Domine V'Oke Basre. We learn the concept from the Zivchei Yachid, but the application changes depending on the context. So Ma Zivchei Shalmei Yachid Tunan Tenufa L'Acha Shchita. Just like the Zivchei Shalmei Yachid, we learn that Tenufa takes place only after it's been shechted. Av Zivchei Shalmei Tzibor Tunan Tenufa L'Acha Shchita. You only do it after it's been shechted. However, once you apply the din of tenufa, it takes on a whole other meaning in this application, oke ba'asrei. We're going to establish it to its new asra, its new place, meaning the context of a tzibur, the shalmei tzibur, that is. Hasem hu dechazei v'shok. Only by the yachid is there tenufa on those parts of the body, chazei v'shok. Aval hachat, here, in this new context of zivchei shalmei tzibur, kimo shehein b'chaim, have to be intact, just like it was a full animal in its life. When it's shechted, you have to do tenufa on the entire animal. So that's the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabban. So going now to the top of Amud Beis.
They would hold the head separately or without the head?
It's a good question. I was thinking that also. I'm not sure.
They used to cover up the place of the shechita.
During the tenufa? Or I know when they came to be makriv, it mocked during the mizbeach, they would cover it up. I don't know during the tenufa, lemais, I don't know how they would do it according to Rebbe. Now, we don't possibly Rebbe, we possibly Rabbanan anyways, but in the world of Rebbe, I'm not sure if they're trying to attach the head at the same time. I don't know.
They held the head together.
Could be held together. I doubt they sewed it together, but...
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, so the Gemara now says the top of Samech Beis Amin Beis. Kamazong Rapapa Amar, the Chuli Alma, Don Mine Umine, who? No. Everyone agrees that you learn all the details from the source. Every halacha, meaning we should all say that only the chazei v'shok should require tenufa, just like the source of shalmei yachid. V'hainu time of the Rebbe. So how come the Rebbe says you have to do the tenufa when it's shalem? That's not the same halacha as the source. So Gemara says, ki hasam, ma hasam, davar shematana l'kohen, av hacha davar shematana l'kohen. Because you're misunderstanding what the source is telling us. when we take the chazav v'shok of the yachid to shake it, it's not because it's a din of chazav v'shok. It's because that's the matan l'kohen. Of the zivche yachid, you only give the chazav v'shok to the kohen, so you just shake that part which is relevant to the kohen. When it comes to shalmei tzibur, the entire animal it goes to the kohen, and therefore you have to do the tenufa on the entire animal. So they just misread what the limud is. It's not a limud of chazav v'shok, it's a limud on the matan l'kohen. And then when you extrapolate that to zivche shalmei tzibur, the entire animal is given, and therefore that's why there's a tenufa kemoshein. So Ravina Amar, he says the opposite. Ravina holds the chulyama domine voke basra. Really, you only take one halacha, but you change it according to the context, which is like Rebbe, that you have to take on the entire animal. How then do the Rabbanan say that no, even though he holds of oke basra, you still only shake the chazi v'shok of the shalmei tzibur? Hainu taima the Rabbanan shalmehem riboy hu. The word shalmehem in the pasuk, it says, where's my pasuk? Here we go. This is by the zivchei shalmei yachid. You take the chazav v'shok, meis bnei Yisrael mizivchei shalmehem. So that's extra. So shalmehem's telling me, even by the shalmei tzibur, it's limited to only the chazav v'shok. Even though misvara dominei v'oke basra, you would think that the entire animal needs to be undergo tenufa. There's a cause of a shalmehem's telling me that the shalmei tzibur is the same exact halacha as the shalmei yachid. Okay, the Gemara now says, Vayter, based on what we saw in the mission, that Rabbi Shimon held Omer, he said that Shlosha Minim Tunim Shalosh Mitzvos, there are three types that require three mitzvahs, Shtayim B'Chalechad, U'Shlishis Ein Behem. So two of the three karbanos have all three halachas, and one of them only has two of them. So what does that mean? It sounds very, very theoretical. So the Gemara says as follows, Eluhain. So this is going to make everything concrete. Zivchei shalmei yachid, the zivchei shalmei tzibur, vasha mitzora. Those are the three karbanos we're referencing. Zivchei shalmei yachid tunim smicha chayim. You have to do smicha when it's alive, and then the tenufa shechutin. And you do tenufa after it's been shechted, but ve'ein behem tenufa chayim. You don't do any tenufa on the yachid when it's alive. Zivchei shalmei tzibur tunim tenufa chayim. There are two tenufas that apply to the tzibur. You do one tenufa when the sheep's alive, and you do another one after it's been shechted. There is no smicha on the tzibur, and the asha mitzora is talan smicha v'tenufa chai. You have to do a smicha while the animal's alive, and you also do a tenufa while it's alive, but tenufa shachar, but you don't do a tenufa when it's been shechted. So these are three different mitzvahs, and they apply differently to these three different karbanos. So the Gemara is going to go through a series of kal v'chomers to try to apply some of the lachas to the other karbanos. So Gemara suggests, v'yihu zivchei shalmei yachid tunim tenufa chayim mi kal v'chomer. We should say that the yachid should also require tenufa while it's alive. How so? Ma zivchei shalmei tzibur shein tun smicha. There's no smicha by the tzibur yet. Chayim, yet tunim tenufa chayim, but you have to do a tenufa while it's alive. So zivchei shalmei yachid, which does have smicha, shetun smicha chayim when it's alive. So ain't no din, isn't it logical? Shetunim tenufa l'chayim. It's certainly, if it has one din while it's alive, it certainly should have another din while it's alive, namely that a tenufa. So Gemara says, mid rachmana, you're right. The kal v'chomer makes sense, but there's a pasuk that tells me that we don't do a tenufa of the yachid when it's chayim. Why? Mid rachmana gavet zivchei shalmei tzibur. It says when you do the tenufa of the shalmei tzibur when it's alive, it says osam, only osam l'mutei zivchei shalmei yachid. But the yachid doesn't require tenufa when it's alive. Then the Gemara says, okay, v'yihu zivchei shalmei tzibur tunim smicha v'kal v'chomer. Maybe the shalmei tzibur should require a smicha from a kal v'chomer. Ma zivchei shalmei yachid she'ein tunim tenufa chayim. That you don't shake the yachid when it's alive, but yet it's tunim smicha, it requires a smicha. So zivchei shalmei tzibur she'tunim tenufa chayim. That you do apply a tenufa to the animal of the tzibur when it's alive, and you didn't she'tunim smicha, it should certainly have a smicha when it's alive. Amar Ravina, gemiri shtei smichas b'tzibur. We have a principle, we have a mesorah, that there are only two karbanos tzibur that require a smicha, and this is not one of them. What are the two? If you look at Rashi around seven lines up, beis smichos b'tzibur, parhelm davar shel tzibur d'chsiv v'samchu zikne ha'eda. The parhelm davar shel tzibur, if a tzibur makes an entire mistake based on a hora from Bezdin, that requires smicha. The second example is sari mishaleach on Yom Kippurim d'chsiv v'samach Aaron es shteyadav, he does a smicha. That comes from the tzibur. They pay for the sari mishaleach. Vesuleka shim smicha b'tzibur. There is no other example of smicha and tzibur. So even though mikal v'chomer, it seems to make sense that there should be a smicha by the zivchei shal mitzibur. We have a tradition that we don't apply it anywhere outside of those two mentioned. And finally, the Gemara suggests v'yihu ashem mitzora tan tenufa shachar mikal v'chomer. Maybe we should take the ashem mitzora and do a tenufa when that's already been shechted. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma zivchei shal me yachid shein tunim tenufa chayim yet tunim tenufa shechutin. So you don't do a tenufa while it's alive, but you only do it when it's shechted by the yachid. So asher mitzora shetan tenufa chay. Asher mitzora that does require tenufa when it's chay. And you didn't shetan tenufa shachid. It certainly have one another tenufa when it's alive, when it's shechted. So Gemara says mid rachman agabi zivchei shal me yachid. There's a special gzeirah kasha that excludes it. Also, lemutei asher mitzora. Only the shalmei yachid requires a tenufa when it's shachid, as opposed to the asher mitzora doesn't require tenufa when it's shachid. Again, finally, last two lines of the Gemara. Again, I told you it's a quick daf. Certainly, since we got to get a good head start as well, the Gemara says last two lines. Tanur Rabbanan. The Braisa teaches us chamisha shevia karban echad. If five people bring one carbon, they're shutzvin. Five people bring it all together. Echad meinif ayad kulam. One represents the other five. You can't have five people doing a tenufa. It's just practically very, very hard to accomplish that. So therefore, one of them represents the others to do the tenufa. Then the Gemara says, va'isha kohen meinif ayada. And a woman, she does not do the tenufa herself. Rather, the kohen does it on her behalf.
It doesn't say that the kohen puts a hand under hers. There's like a towel in between. I'm saying, but he
there is. I think by the sota that halacha applies. I think by sota, this is, I guess, regular karbanos shalom.
Part of the woman don't do
right. We said
the mishnah.
Yeah. But there is a gemara about the women doing it with the kohen. It could be the gemara by mincha sota. Sota. That could be the exception. I don't remember. When did they? Because of what? Sorry.
It's for her. It's the ikuv for her. No.
I don't remember if it's an ikuv or not. It could be, but I'm not sure. I don't see it mentioned here, but I think there is a gemara about this. I think Ezra is correct, but I'm going to guess that's regarding sota. And then finally, v'chein ha-shaleach karbonotso v'midesayam koyim meinif al yada. The person sent a carbon. The guy couldn't make it to the mizbeach, which I'm sure was a very likely a circumstance. So in which case, even though he ideally should do the tenufa, in this case he can't, so he could appoint the kohen to be a shliach, and the kohen does the tenufa on his behalf. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Egla Rufa doesn't require
Egla Rufa.